Now it's time for the No Sweat News, the bizarre stories of the day. These are the ones that could turn up on Friday's quiz for tickets to see Dirty Honey and Wolfgang Van Halen's Dub Mama WVH.
Which is going to be a great show. Two young rock acts that absolutely rule.
The show that we're giving away tickets to this week on Rad Radio is the Starland Ballroom Show, early February, presented by Rad Radio. And Dateline England for story number one. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
President Biden let one rip.
Oh, no.
At the climate summit last week.
Climate?
While he was chatting with Camilla Parker Bowles. That's Prince Charles's wife.
The one that he kept her on the side.
Right.
While he had the beautiful princess die.
Exactly.
Camilla.
So in between some sort of meetings at some point, our president, Biden, is chatting with Camilla Parker Bowles. And he ripped one.
Oh, my God.
And apparently, she can't stop talking about it.
Because it turned the climate into hot, steamy, with really poor air quality.
I mean, aren't we supposed to be cutting gas emissions, Mr. President?
Yeah.
Can't be standing with royalty and letting them rip.
You can't have any Joe Biden greenhouse emissions.
According to a source in the royal family, she has not stopped talking about how loud and lengthy President Biden's rip was.
It was quite startling, Charles. It sounded to me like Big Ben when the stroke is midnight. It was sort of like that, Charles. It was like...
Exactly.
Yeah, it just reminded me very much of Big Ben of Stonehenge.
You know that President Biden's taken fiber left and right. He's got to stay regular just like everybody else.
Sounds like he's healthy.
That thing, I guarantee that was a pant ripper.
As long as you're not crapping your pants, you're supposed to be healthy. Gas is a good thing.
Charles, it smelled like he had what they call in America... a Hershey squirt.
It's a wet one.
I believe he may have had a Hershey squirt in his underwear, Charles.
Standing with the royal family and...
He now has what they call in America, Charles, skid marks.
Racing stripes in the presidential underwear. Oh, great.
You know what? I am just fine with any, and I don't care what party you're on, any American president farting in front of those stuck-up royal bastards.
Exactly. Apparently, she enjoyed it.
I am all for any American president doing that.
I don't know if... I mean, all it says is she can't stop talking about it. I don't know if she's having a good time with it or what.
It's the most American thing that we could possibly do. We go over and meet with the British royal family and we start farting.
We're burping and farting.
Might as well start drinking beer and say, put on football right now. Right. I want to watch the Giants.
Or wherever the team is. You can find Steelers fans.
Farting on the royal family. On today's No Sweat News.
That's good stuff right there.
Straight out of Scranton.
Oh! Charles! You're so loud.
All right. Dateline Connecticut for story number two, a postal worker. And we just want to say, of course, we want to make sure that the postal worker is fine. And she was.
Good.
A postal worker was out delivering mail on Monday when 56-year-old Wilson Ortiz robbed her at gunpoint.
Oh, no.
Can't do that. You can't rob the mail trucks. Federal property.
That's awful.
Federal property.
We all want our stuff, so don't do that.
Here's the thing. He was not after any mail, and he wasn't after her wallet. All he wanted was rubber bands.
Sir, you could buy a zillion for at the dollar store.
Apparently, mail carriers have a lot of rubber bands in the little postal delivery units because they keep our mail organized before they get delivered.
Yeah.
And now he was worried, oh, my God, the guy's got a gun. He's asking for rubber bands. I'm going to give him a wad of rubber bands. And so she did.
That's smart.
Cops were able to track him down nearby, and they knew they had their man because he had a big wad of rubber bands wrapped around his arm.
Like, you stupid.
There he is.
Absolute fool.
Got arrested for robbing a mail carrier at gunpoint for rubber bands.
For rubber bands. You can purchase rubber bands for very cheap prices.
I have a reason why.
Oh, okay.
Upon searching him, they found a small amount of PCP in his pocket.
Damn it!
The angel dust will do it.
It was the PCP that needed the rubber bands.
Right.
He didn't need
them. Or it was the was whomever he was talking to while he was on.
Yeah.
My guess is there was a larger amount of PCP in the baggie before the robbery.
Yeah, now this makes sense. Okay.
And let's end here. Here are the three toys picked for this year's Toy Hall of Fame induction class.
I love this.
So here you go. The National Toy Hall of Fame have announced the three toys inducting this year, and they are American Girl Dolls.
All right.
Wildly popular.
Okay.
I have a friend who brought their daughter to New York City to get their American Girl Doll hair and nails done over the weekend.
What? That's crazy.
I'm not lying.
Okay, I believe you. It's just crazy.
Also into the National Toy Hall of Fame, Risk.
I love Risk.
I love Risk, too.
Game about world domination.
And sand.
Sand.
Sand, like sandbox, beach sand. Sand
is not a toy.
I'm wondering.
No, what the hell is the matter with you people?
I love sand as a toy.
Oh, come on.
When was the last time you built a sand castle, David?
I'm so upset.
Come on.
No, stop it.
Good.
Stop it. Sand is not a toy. You don't buy it in a little package at a toy store.
That's why it's great.
But it's not a toy.
It's free. It's a free toy. Even better.
Whoever... Sounds like the same guy who was doing PCP from the previous story made these nominations.
Well,
stop it with the sand. The other things I was fine with.
The way they get in are votes from toy industry experts, historians, and the general public. So if you did not cast your vote, Mr. General Public.
I ain't voting for sand.
You can look yourself in the mirror if you're asking for someone to blame as to why sand has made it into the National Toy Hall of Fame.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.